It's the 28th of August, and I'm calling you from the Lava Tower Camp, which is at almost 15,000 feet. Jim's altimeter reads that we're at 14,600 here. We had another great day of walking today, pretty much the same routine every day. We walk in the mornings, and then we arrive at camp, have one of Hodson's lunch, and sit around in the afternoon and enjoy the scenery or play cards or even nap. Today we have much better weather. We've had clear mornings and cloudy afternoons to this point, but today it's staying clear throughout the afternoon, and I'm looking up at the Great Western Breach Glaciers, and it's a very thrilling scene right now from where we are at this Lava Tower camp. We were surprised when we thought about it today that it's the fifth night of our trip on the mountain, and we realized Alex was commenting that some of the people that this group flew into Kilimanjaro International with, who were on other routes with other teams, this fifth night on the mountain would be their night to move to high camp, have an early dinner, and get up at 11 p.m. and start for their summit. When we thought about that, we were thinking how grateful we were that we're taking it slower. We're just getting into our routine now, and we're in no hurry for this thing to end. As I mentioned, Hodson's lunches today, looking up at the breach wall, we sat around and had his lunch, which it was chicken kebabs, seasoned potatoes, and cucumber salad. Now we're resting as we usually do in the afternoon, and we're looking up with excitement to the route ahead. I can see the Arrow Glacier. We'll be camped near that tomorrow night, and then of course we'll move up the Western Breach Route and into the crater the following night. So we'll keep you posted. There's not much distance left. It's all climbing now. We're excited. We're acclimatized well, and as I said, we're just enjoying this trip. No hurry for it to be over. We're savoring it day to day.